You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Yeah, so I've had the privilege over 2 weeks here of basically touring Northeast Ohio, visiting Liberty Ford dealerships. There's five of them here, this Liberty family, and they've been a part of Northeast Ohio, family-owned operation here for many years. And I am at the fifth of the five dealerships, started last week and journeyed here with our broadcast today through the end of the show, 3 p.m. Vic Carucci from Cleveland Browns Daily, and this is the Liberty Ford dealership in Brunswick, at which I am sitting now. We have free Arby's food available. We have some giveaways. You can register to win a Jordan Cameron autographed football. Dave Wallaba is here as well, former Brown center, and he's been autographing some beautiful color pictures of his days with the Browns, and he'll talk some ball with you. And there's some great giveaways here as well, including coupons for Circle K coffee, free Arby's food. We got a table filled with it in the showroom here. Great showroom. And so come out and see the friendly folks here in Brunswick. And of course, Nathan Zagura, my partner, is in the studio in the Dog Bowl in Berea. Nathan, some sound that we have, and of course, sure, we got some Browns players, but also one of the things every team does is have phone conference calls with opposing players. So the player representing the Bears for this game coming up Sunday between the Browns and the Bears is Brandon Marshall. And he was asked, we heard this and we thought it'd be great to share. He was asked for the advice he, Brandon Marshall, would give Josh Gordon on staying out of trouble.
You know, so the advice I would give any kid, a young kid going into the off season, is, you know, really surround yourself with good people and understand that, you know, one wrong turn, you know, can lead to disaster. And, you know, I really like this kid, Josh. That's his name, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I'm here.
That is correct that it's Josh.
Okay. Well, I don't know what at the end of that all, if that's the is that a little disrespect, Nathan, from one star receiver to a rising star receiver who maybe I think has already gotten the passing lane and went around him.
I think he doesn't know his name's Josh because all he sees him is flashing everywhere and he thinks it's probably Flash Gordon. So he might not have known it was Josh. He just sees Gordon
Never
and 12
sees...
racking up the stat sheets. He doesn't know about Josh. He knows about Flash Gordon.
Is that his name? Is that his name, Josh? I thought that was okay. Very
That's all right. Go ahead. Go
it
ahead.
Is
call
our...
him out. I don't mind That's... it because Josh Gordon's getting a little bit more confident. We saw him talk a little bit about Aqib Talib last week and deliver.
That's
so
right.
I'm fine with it.
I am too. I think it's cool. I think it's great. I know, I'm sure, and if he isn't, we'll make sure he's aware of it, that Josh Gordon is aware of this as well, and he'll take it all in, take it in under advisement. But Brandon Marshall, a man of a lot of opinions, and, you know, he's also campaigned very openly to have Jay Cutler come back at quarterback, which is interesting, but I think one of the biggest reasons is, hey, the reason Marshall's in Chicago is Cutler, right? They were teammates in Denver.
Yes.
And Cutler was the one who campaigned to get him there, so he's staying true to his boy and making sure
there,
that
there's you know. Another little part of that as well, as we know very well with wide receivers, it's about opportunities, getting the football. And Alshon Jeffery has averaged more targets per game than Brandon Marshall with Josh McCown at quarterback. And with Jay Cutler at quarterback, Brandon Marshall has a sizable advantage over Alshon Jeffery. So I think that has a little something to do with it as well. Yeah, give me the ball. Now, to his credit, Marshall has not complained about the fact that Jeffrey's playing a bigger role. Jeffery has more yards on the season actually this year than Brandon Marshall. They only are separated by five targets. Now, that gap has been made up completely during the time that Josh McCown's been the quarterback over the last six games. It's interesting, though, that, you know, I'm not surprised that the fact that he said it was Josh's name, that surprised me a little bit. I'm curious to know if that was an intentional shot or if he really just knew Gordon and he didn't know, but that's funny. And go ahead.
No, I just find it hard to believe he doesn't know because this guy has had a lot of primetime airtime, right? When NFL Network has done those those Thursday when they do the Thursday night games that he's been involved with, and also on the ESPN sets post game of the Monday night game. You know, Brandon Marshall's like the star of the show. He's the guy they always bring out there.
Sure.
And he's the one on the set. I mean, I know they do the quick on the field interviews, but he's the man. And I'm sorry, I think he's more of a fan of the league. I think he's quite a well aware of others who do what he does as receivers, and it's his little way. I think it was his little way of just reminding, hey, that's a kid who's up and coming. He's not where I'm at yet. Well, I got news for you, Mr. Marshall. Josh Gordon has gone, I think, beyond where you are right now. The conversation with Gordon, the names that come up in the conversation with Gordon that I'll take and hear are names like Calvin Johnson, Larry Fitzgerald. That's what I'm putting in that circle.
He has as many receiving yards in the last four games as Larry Fitzgerald has on the season. The only person right now that's even close to him, there are two people, and one of them is not playing right now. The first would be Calvin Johnson. The second to me would be Julio Jones in terms of the combination. And obviously A.J. Green is very good, Dez Bryant as well, but Dez Bryant's numbers haven't been there of late. But, yeah, Josh Gordon is playing fantastically well. And you wonder about a guy who had been humbled. He went through the whole trade debacle. Was he going to be traded? Was he not at the deadline? Comes out of this as playing his best football. And Josh himself was asked, how do you stay grounded with all of your recent success?
Because I feel as though there's a lot more to come out of it that I haven't gotten yet. And I haven't reached where I'm trying to go. And, you know, I try to stay humble, and that's really just my personality through and through. So,
I love it.
Every time he talks, I love what he has to say.
It's true to form. Had the chance to talk with him last night on the Browns preview show. The show aired last night. We talked with him during the day. Michael Regi and I did on the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns radio network, which of course aired here, and he was just that, very focused guy, and we got into a lot of interesting stuff about his, you know, the development of his game, the work he's putting into it, and the understanding of what it takes to be there. And, yes, going through this whole trade thing, which was, you know, a very, very real situation. This came so close. This is much closer than I think people even realize. I think he knows. I think he is well aware that his days as a Brown came very close to being numbered up to that point of the trading deadline. It was not just so much talk or speculation or rumor. When I talk with people within the Browns organization, and that's where I'm coming from on this, that is exactly the case. Had that, quote, right offer come up, I'm so glad it didn't, or it wasn't whatever was there wasn't deemed enough for him, because that's the best non-decision or decision, however you want to look at it, that the Browns not only made for this year, but perhaps and likely for many, many years to come. The Browns, we are going to be giving away, this is from the Browns, a Browns swag bag, and that's going to be coming up at the top of the hour shortly. We're going to have you call the contest line. The line number, Dino?
Line number is 216-583-9567. You can call all you want right now.
Yeah.
I'm not going to answer.
He's not going to answer.
I'm not going to answer.
Look at blinking lights there and just kind of laugh.
Yep.
You're going to laugh too, aren't you, Dino?
Oh, of course.
You're going to laugh there. You're going to mock them. You're going to smite those people.
Yes.
That's what's going to happen.
A lot of smiting.
If you call too soon, you know what happens if you jump before the play, the flag comes out.
Right.
That's okay. There's going to be a number
offsides.
Of call that we offsides. We'll give you that designated number, and Dino or whoever from KNR, they'll come out. I think you researched that. You talk with the staff.
I do.
Conclude. You have a meeting in the conference room, and then you come up with a number and whatever it is. So we'll tell. We've had 12 so far, then 5. So
yep.
It's going to not be those two numbers.
No.
But we'll come up with something special in the way of this giveaway. And you're going to want this Brown swag bag. You're going to want to come out here to Brunswick to the Liberty Ford dealership for another hour. We are here, and we've got free Arby's food for you in the showroom. We're right on Center Road here in Brunswick, right off of Route 71. So come by and see us. Dave Wallabaugh is here, and he'll be on the show in a little bit. There's giveaways, a chance to sign up and register for a Jordan Cameron autographed football. Really cool stuff as well for you and the Arby's food while it lasts. So come on out and see us. Vic Carucci here, Nathan Zagura there at the studio in Berea. This is Cleveland Browns Daily. It is driven by Liberty Ford. We're coming to you from Liberty Ford, and you're listening to ESPN 850 WKNR. That you do.